Chapter 9. The End of the Thieves. Morgiana knew that she could not tell Ali Baba about what was happening. He might accidentally say or do something that would make the thieves suspicious. Then Ali Baba and his whole family might die. Morgiana spoke very loudly so the thieves would hear her.
Well, I should remove these jars from the horses. We can put them on a shelf while we feed the horses.
She called two servants to help her with the jars. But instead of putting the jars on a shelf, she quietly told the other servants to put the jars on a large pile of old wood and garbage. This wood and garbage was going to be burned that afternoon.
These jars should be safe here, said Morgiana.
Again, she spoke very loudly so the thieves could hear. Then she lit the pile on fire and waited.
What's that smell?
Asked one thief.
It smells like smoke, said another.
It sure is hot, said a third.
Finally, the flames became red hot, and the criminals could take it no more.
Let's get out of here, yelled one of them.
They all jumped out of their jars and started running around Ali Baba's yard, crying and screaming in pain.
My pants are on fire, screamed one.
My shoes are on fire, yelled another.
Let's get out of here, cried a third.
All 40 of the thieves ran around the yard, screaming and rolling on the ground to put out the fires. All of this noise attracted the police. They came quickly to Ali Baba's house. The police recognized the band of 40 thieves. They had been trying to catch these bad men for many years.
Your days of stealing are over, said the police captain. You will be sentenced to death for your crimes against our village.
And the police took all of the 40 thieves away to await their fate.